Yes, we are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. John Wall doesn't need no introduction. It's an insider's look at the NBA and culture surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick of the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you thought on the future of TikTok. Will Congress ban it? Or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album win Album of the Year? Will Biden's approval rating go up? Will it go down? Or inflation? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. You're smart. You know things. Bet on it. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/stereo. Spelled K-A-L-S-H-I and deposit $50. Kalshi.com/stereo. Get in the game. There is no guarantee of performance. An investor could lose their entire investment. Investment fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Brand New Banging, I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast is here. Higgity, have no fear. On today's Brand New Banging, I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast, the Golden Pipes are a little dinged up, a little banged up. How we got here and where we're going with all things health related for me, the Gringo Mandingo. Plus, the NBA is and always will be fantastic. What the Knicks could do, what they should do, and predictions on the Final Four, the same Final Four that took place in the bubble just a few years ago. We got the Celtics versus the Miami Heat, the Lakers versus the Denver Nuggets. I'm breaking it down to the bone all that morning. Fantastic, hard hitting. 24-hour flu game, I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast. Miles Jordan, a.k.a. the Bleach Brothers, a.k.a. the Diggity Dust Brothers. Start this puppy off with something real nice. Start this puppy off with something real loud, yes. But most importantly, start this puppy off with something real fucking. See, I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast. Let's fucking go. Rappaport Stereo Podcast is here. Higgity, have no fear. The name is Michael Rappaport, a.k.a. the Gringo Mandingo, a.k.a. the Inflamed Ashkenazi, a.k.a. the Sultan of Sniff. And when I say the Inflamed Ashkenazi, you could hear it. I hate sounding like this for you, the fans. You, the fans of the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast. But number one, do not worry about me. Number two, I will be fine. Number three, I've taken 3 COVID tests. I got a white blood cell test. I got a goddamn chest x-ray. I'm just fine. I suffer from it's just chronic inflammation. But before we get to me and my voice, I just want to welcome everybody to the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast, to the Ziggity Zone of Disruption, to the Iggity Iron Dome of Disruption. Hope everybody's feeling good. Hope everybody's feeling safe. Hope everybody is feeling really, really sane. I also want to thank everybody. I got so many DMs, so many messages on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, the big three of social media, giving condolences and thoughts about the passing of Weezy Rappaport. I appreciate that. Wheezy Rappaport, the official I Am Rappaport stereo podcast news dog, passed away at 15. And I talked about that last week. And I am fine. My family is fine. Everybody is fine. But I really appreciate everybody reaching out. I obviously know what it is to have a dog. And, you know, one thing, I was thinking more about the dogs and my dog, Wheezy. And, you know, the crazy thing about dogs, when they say man's best friend, is that dog saw me through so many different things in the 15 years that I had him. That dog saw me at my most quiet, my most disruptive. That dog was with me. Remember I talked, remember when I fainted? Talking of health. Remember when I fainted? It was me and Wheezy. And Wheezy, when I first fainted, like ran because he like, you know, he like jolted away because it scared the shit out of him. And then Wheezy was standing over me, you know, like in my face, breathing on me and licking me and all that shit. Like any dog. Such a sweet, sweet, sweet dog. But I'm fine. And some people ask me, would I get another dog? I don't know if I'll ever get another dog again. Not because of the passing of Wheezy, but just because of the amount of work and time that goes into caring for a dog. And when, maybe when I'm older, maybe when I'm like a lot older, will I get another dog? But you know, the traveling and stuff, I just don't think I'll be doing that anytime soon. But I got all the messages, even though I didn't respond to every single one of them. I try to respond to every single message. And in regards to the way I'm feeling physically, so, you know, again, if this is your first I Am Rappaport stereo podcast, welcome. If you are a longtime listener, you know that I struggle from, we're not even exactly sure what the fuck it is, but we're trying to avoid going back into the doctor for any pneumonias. But one thing that happened is I went to a friend's, it was like a ninth grade and under fundraiser in Forest Hills, which is such a unique part of New York City. Forest Hill, Queens. Forest Hills, Queens is so unique. It's such a cool, unique place that I just gotten familiar with because I have some friends that live out there. And I went out there to see some friends and there was a fundraiser for their kids, sort of, you know, let's call it a sports complex. This is like some Bad News Bears shit out in Queens. There's softball fields and stuff and a basketball court and all these things. So there was a little neighborhood fundraiser and it's so much literally like just small town in the middle of Queens. But me being the dumb, non-disciplined dumb that I am, and my wife told me she couldn't make it, but she said, don't eat anything stupid. And I'm like, okay, knowing that I'm going to make bad choices. And I got there, I had a double fucking cheeseburger. And I don't want to be judged by you, the listeners of the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast. I'm already judging myself. I had a double cheeseburger off a fucking grill. I had macaroni and cheese, and then I had about six ribs. I had a great time out in Forest Hill, Queens at the fundraiser, seeing my friends, meeting some just cool people, regular people, nurses, cops, teachers, just good, hardworking, working class, real deal New York people. I got home Saturday because, of course, there were no games on Saturday. There was the devastating games Friday night, which I'll get to later because the show not only must go on, it will go on because think about all that I have done for the culture. Think about what me, the Gringo Mandingo, has done for the culture, the disruptive culture. You think a little sore voice, sore throat is going to stop me? You actually think that that's going to stop me from doing what I do best? Fuck no. It's going to take a whole lot more than a pneumonia. It's going to take a whole lot more than a sore throat to stop me. Nonetheless, I got home Saturday afternoon, chilled, fell asleep about 9 o'clock, because that's what we do at my house. We go to sleep early. That was particularly early, but I was up late the night before watching the games. Nonetheless, you're like, rap, you go, yeah, we go to sleep early. We go to sleep early, we get up early. After an hour of being asleep, I start to get like this weird taste in my mouth. And I'm like, oh shit. I go to the bathroom, trying to go to the bathroom. I don't want to get TMI-ish. Nothing really happened, but I'm getting this weird taste in my mouth. Didn't know if I had to throw up or drop a deuce. About half hour later, I'm in the bed, getting another weird taste in my mouth. I go, it's going to happen. I'm definitely going to throw up. Nothing happened. Half hour later, got to go in the bathroom again. Again, nothing happened. 11 o'clock, I go into the bathroom, I'm sitting on that porcelain throne. I don't know which way it's going to come out, but I know it's coming out. Next thing you know, I have to get up off that porcelain throne and I throw up into my garbage bag, garbage pail, which fortunately is filled with a garbage bag. And I just, it was disgusting. I'm not one of these people that likes to talk about vomit and or shit, even though it's part of my life. I fill that fucking baggie up. I brush my teeth. I clean up the bathroom. I go out into the hallway in my underwear. I dispose of the baggie of vomit. I get back in bed. I'm sweating like a pig, like a dog. And took me a long time to fall asleep. Nonetheless, Sunday, I was all banged up, in and out of sleep through the Philadelphia 76ers Celtics game. Because I was not well. I was not well. And although, just to move off of the health thing, the voice has nothing to do with the throw up. The throw up has nothing to do with the voice. The point is, and I've talked about it before, when you throw up the way I threw up, and when your voice is suffering the way I'm suffering with my voice, and I'm putting it in perspective. When I say suffering, I'm saying it, you know, in perspective. Trust me, I know that I'm not suffering in the larger scheme of things. Knock on wood. I just know the one thing that I haven't consistently done has been a good eater. I haven't been a good, consistent eater. And when I say a good eater, I mean, like, I need to be, like, diligent. You know, I have to do it within reason. But I also don't think I could afford to not do it anyway but diligent. So, this is where we are. I am fine. I will be fine. The voice will be back by the next podcast. Yada, yada, yada. Tell a friend to tell a friend to listen to the I Am Rappaport Stereo podcast. I'm going to be in Vermont this weekend, 18th, 19th, and 20th. All shows are sold out. Going to be in Rhode Island, June 8th, 9th, and 10th. Providence. Comedy Connection. And then on the 11th, I'll be in Chicopee, Massachusetts. Then on the 15th, 16th, and 17th, the Gringo Mandingo, the Disruptive Warrior, will be back in Denver. All tickets for all those shows are available at michaelrappaportcomedy.com. This episode of the I Am Rappaport Stereo podcast is sponsored by Blue Chew. Let's talk about sex. Guys, remember the days when you were always ready to rock anytime, any place? Listen, things happen, but now you can increase your performance and get that extra confidence Your partner's going to have a good time. You're going to have a good time. Check out BlueChew.com. Blue Chew is a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra, Cialis, and Levitra, but it's chewable, and most importantly, it's a fraction of the cost. You could take them anytime, day, night, so you could plan ahead and be ready. Be ready to rock and roll. Be ready whenever the opportunity arises. Sign up at BlueChew.com. Consult with one of their licensed medical providers. And once you're approved, you'll receive your prescription within days. The best part, it's all done online, so you don't have to leave your house. Second of all, you don't have to worry about any awkward, weird, uncomfortable exchanges at the doctor's office. It's all private. It's all online. Blue Chew's tablets are made in the USA and prepared and shipped directly to your door in a discreet package. And I got a special deal for you, the I Am Rappaport Stereo podcast listeners. Try Blue Chew free, okay? When you use the promo code RAP20 at the checkout, just pay $5 for shipping. That's BlueChew.com. Use the promo code RAP20 to receive your first month free, okay? And when I say free, I mean fun. Your partner's going to have a good time. Go to BlueChew.com for more important and safety information. And I'm telling you, I appreciate Blue Chew for sponsoring this episode. And trust me, like I said, you want to have a good time? You need a good dick pill. Go to BlueChew.com. Now let's get to the Knicks. The fucking Knicks. No one needs to talk about Jalen Brunson and the big fucking composed balls of Jalen Brunson. What a steal he was. I don't know who the fuck is running the Dallas Mavericks, but you let that guy go for $55 million. Whoever said yes to that should be fired and never allowed to deal with anything that has to do with the NBA. And I'm talking commentating, podcasting, radio show, anything. Jalen Brunson obviously has superseded expectations, but you could have kept him in front of fucking, instead of kooky Kyrie, and kept the rest of your fucking team for $55 million. If I'm running the Knicks right now, every single person except for Josh Hart is up for trade discussions. Julius Randle, you got to get the fuck out of New York. Anybody that knows anything about basketball, the game has changed. That dribble, dribble, dribble bullshit does not work when it comes down to crunch time. Yes, he's had some big scoring games. Yes, he had the 40 points this game and the back-to-back that game and the 51 points or whatever the fuck he had at the Garden. He's got a bad attitude. He literally goes full Harry Houdini, full David Blaine during the playoffs. You have to go. You need to go. Thank you for your services. You've done a great job with the New York Knicks. In order for that team to get to the next level, changes need to happen. They didn't supersede expectations. No one didn't think the Knicks wouldn't make it to the playoffs. Yes, they beat the Cleveland Cavaliers. They made it to the second round. Honestly, big fucking deal. If you're happy as a Knicks fan that they made it to the second round, you're just a beaten down, abused Knicks fan. And that's the problem with some quote-unquote Knicks fans, that they're happy making it to the second round, losing in six games. The fact that the entire team disappeared, everybody except for Jalen Brunson, who is a great player, but Jalen Brunson should not. He didn't do this in college. He didn't do this in Dallas. He didn't do this all season. Jalen Brunson isn't a scoring point guard. Jalen Brunson is a true blue modern day point guard. He can score. He sets the tone. He's deliberate with his actions, with his thoughts, with his moves, running the team, But he's not Steph Curry, who is not a point guard. He's not Kyrie Irving, who is a scoring point guard. He's not Ja Morant, who we'll get to, who's another scoring, quote-unquote, point guard. Jalen Brunson is a modern-day true blue point guard, who, again, can score, but he's 6'2", 6'3". He should not have to carry the entire team on his fucking back. He doesn't play off the ball. He plays with the ball in his hands. They all disappeared. RJ Barrett, you have to go also. RJ Barrett's going to only get so good. You got to go. Number one, I don't care if you're 23 years old. Why don't you grow facial hair yet, RJ Barrett? That's number one. Number two, you look scared to death even when things are going your way. You just got that scared face. Quentin Grimes, you shot a fucking airball. A fucking airball with no one on you. That's because you're not a crook, son. You're a shook one. You're not a crook, son. You're just a shook one. I'll keep that big fucking lumbering Mitchell Robinson solely because he made his two free throws and the guy's like a 29% free throw shooter. And he's big, and I don't think you'd be able to get rid of him. But if somebody wants him, you could take him. But the main two pieces that need to go, Julius Randle, RJ Barrett. You need to get the fuck out of New York. I'm sorry. Look, this is a fucking business. In my business, when you don't get a part, no one says you're sorry. Okay? You guys will be just fine. But Julius Randle, you're number one. I hope that Jalen Brunson didn't speak to either one of you motherfuckers on the plane ride back to New York. Because if it was me, I'd have my back turned to you motherfuckers. You, both of you motherfuckers look ridiculous. And Obi Toppin isn't the fucking answer. Obi Toppin is doing exactly what he should and can actually do. Obi Toppin is good, but he's limited. I'd keep him because he brings a lot of energy. I don't think he's reached his ceiling yet. The bottom line is that if you run it back with the same crew, you'll be lucky. You'll be lucky if the Knicks get the same results. If you run it back with the same crew, you'll be lucky if you get the same results. And no, the answer isn't fire Thibodeau. He's done a great job, and I don't think he's ran his course. As a matter of fact, I know he hasn't ran his course. You need better fucking players. You need better players to win at the highest level. Look at the other teams. By the way, the four teams that made it into the championship, the final four of the Eastern Conference and Western Conference are the Celtics, the Heat, the Lakers, and Denver, coincidentally enough, the same four teams that made it into the championship rounds in the bubble, which is bugged out because all of us said that bubble basketball wasn't shit. But that was a tough loss. Obviously, it was also tough seeing the Golden State Warriors fizzle out in Game 6 versus the Lakers. And, I mean, there's so much fucking NBA. Ja Morant once again got caught. Him and his dumb friend, dumb Ja Morant, and his dumb friend were on Instagram. Who knows what they're on? They could be on, allegedly. Who knows what kind of pills and stuff they could be on? Because you got to either be on something or just be straight up dumb and have such a deep inferiority complex to post yourself with a gun on social media again. I believe it's 2 months after this just happened. And his apology didn't come off genuine the first time. It was a bunch of bullshit. He's full of shit. He has a deep, deep inferiority complex. And this weekend, he posted himself with his dumb friend on Instagram Live with a gun again. Whether or not he has a license to carry a gun or not, whether he was technically breaking the law or not, it doesn't matter because you're breaking the law of what's expected from an NBA player. Now we got to suspend you for half the season. Now you lose all your sponsorship deals. Your sneakers done. If I'm Nike, I drop you. Get a Jalen Brunson Nike sneaker. That's who people and young players, kids should want to be like. Number one, his game is attainable. He's not fucking jumping all over the gym, breaking his ribs, breaking his wrist, trying to dunk on everybody for the gram. And number two, he's an upstanding fucking citizen. Get rid of Ja Morant and Nike. Bring in Action Brunson, Bully Ball Brunson. We suspend you half the season. And I, you know, when they say get help, where do you put a guy who has a deep, deep inferiority complex with a propensity for pulling out the biscuit, the toast? This is not a drug problem. This is not a drinking problem. This is a dumb problem. This means you're dumb. This means you're fucking not smart. Obviously, I'd go on and on and on about Ja Morant, but my voice is fucked up. But we have the Heat versus the Celtics, the Lakers versus the Nuggets. The Celtics beat the shit out of the Sixers in the second half of Game 7. The Celtics officially own the Philadelphia 76ers, and I don't like saying that. The NBA coaching carousel goes round and round and round, to quote the great R&B group Guy. The Bucks fired Budenheiser. The Raptors fired Nick Nurse. And very, very, very surprisingly, Monty Williams was fired by the Suns. You did it again, KD, you fuck. You did it again, Kevin Durant, you fuck. The coach killer. You weren't even there half the fucking season, and former coach of the year, Monty Williams, you got him fucking fired. How many fucking coaches has this guy either gotten fired on his own or for any other reasons? Doc Rivers is probably going to get fired. Ty Lue is probably going to get fired from the Clippers. And the wheel just keeps spinning. The NBA coaching wheel of misfortune. Joel Embiid, you didn't show up during the last two games. And then, I don't know if it's a fucking English thing, and then you got the nerve to say that it can't just be you and James out there trying to win games. You didn't show up Game 7, neither did James fucking Harden. What the fuck are you? Matter of fact, it can't be an English thing. You said what you said, and I don't know. Another regular season MVP goes down the toilet. I mean, literally down the fucking toilet. And everybody's like, James Harden is serious about going to Houston. Let him go to fucking Houston. He's done. He's washed up. I mean, at a certain point, you need to start. When you're a competitive team, obviously the regular season is of the utmost importance. But then you got to start thinking, what will this guy, a la Julius Randle, what will this guy, a la James Harden, do for me in the playoffs? Let me tell you something, guys. I don't sit here on my NBA throne and talk my NBA shit as much as I could talk my NBA shit. But when I focus in and watch the fucking games, I know what the fuck I'm talking about. Don't get it fucking twisted with all the screaming, the yelling, the ranting and raving. I was around high-end basketball for a lot of fucking time. Don't get it fucking twisted. But James Harden, get the fuck out of Philadelphia. Go to Houston. Have fun. Fucking loser. But here we are. The Heat were the number one seed last year. The Celtics have home court advantage this season. The way they played in Game 7 looks like they figured it out. That was the best game they played all playoffs. Obviously, it was probably the worst game that the Sixers played all playoffs. Spoelstra is going to have to do something extra, extra, extra special. You could keep that, Miles. All the flaws that you might hear from my voice and my speaking today, I apologize for in bulk. But we're muscling through. I don't think there's enough coaching or ball movement or Miami Heat culture. I predict the Celtics win in 7 games. I am not rooting for the Celtics. If I had to pick one, I'd be rooting for Miami, but I don't like them either. So I got the Celtics in 7 in the West. The Joker, the real MVP throughout the playoffs and the regular season, and Denver have the home court advantage. It's the Mile High City. The Lakers are here. A couple of people said, you got to give some Laker love. I do, but I don't. Don't listen. A couple of people DM'd me, said, Mike Rapp, you need to give some Laker love today. I do, but I don't. Yes, they were in shambles for a lot of the season. Yes, Rob Pelinka got them together. Yes, LeBron James wanted Kyrie Irving. See, that's why LeBron, if I'm the GM or a coach, I never ask LeBron James who he wants on the team, because LeBron James wanted Kyrie Irving. If they had Kyrie Irving on the team, they may not have even made it to the playoffs. So LeBron has been great, yada, yada, yada. But we don't need to ask him who he wants or who he doesn't want. His track record shows he's not good at that. The Lakers have gone through Memphis and Golden State, smaller teams, no Bruno. They will need to slay the Giants of Denver to make the finals. The Lakers, again, they've stepped it up. Their defense and defense wins championships has been great. They're going to need AD healthy, not bitching, not complaining on Jokic every single night. But for the Joker, that's barbecue chicken. That's barbecue chicken. They're going to be a lot of double teaming going on, a lot of open jump shots for the Denver Nuggets. Can't count out the Lakers. The Lakers are like Mike Myers at this point, and the Miami Heat are like the fucking zombies. Austin Reeves has been a difference maker, but I have the Nuggets in 6. Too big, no Bruno. Too deep, no Bruno. Too much altitude. It's going to be the Denver Nuggets versus the Boston Celtics in the finals. The Nuggets win it all. The NBA is and always will be fantastic. That's my predictions. The NBA is and always will be super duper fantastic. What can I say? I did what I could do. We came, we saw, we disrupted. This episode's probably a little bit shorter than most episodes, but I'm doing what the fuck I could do to keep the disruption going on for the culture of disruption. Miles Jordan, aka the Bleach Brothers, aka the Dust Brothers, take me out of here with something real nice. Take me out of here with something real loud. But most importantly, end this puppy with something real funky. See, I am Rappaport Stereo Podcast. I'm out. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you thought on the future of TikTok. Will Congress ban it? Or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album win album of the year? Will Biden's approval rating go up? Will it go down? Or inflation? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. You're smart. You know things. Bet on it. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/stereo. Spelled K-A-L-S-H-I and deposit $50. Kalshi.com/stereo. Get in the game. There is no guarantee of performance. An investor could lose their entire investment. Investment fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.